You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, Young and the Restless fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early weekly spoilers for April 1st through 5th. We have got a villain, we've got struggles, we've got Adam stuff, we've got unemployed people figuring out what to do next, and somebody else looking for a job. I've got a lot to unpack for you, but if you haven't already, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And as we always do with the early edition spoilers, I am going to run down what's happening the rest of this week before we dig into next week, just real quick to give you some context. There's good stuff happening on Wednesday, March 27th. Lily is taking the reins at Chancellor Winters. She decides to fire Heather and Daniel despite Billy's protests. All right. So he is thinking that she is being emotional and not thinking about the business ramifications. But, you know, Lily is quite certain that it's the right thing to do. She tells Devon what she plans to do. Abby and Devon discuss that their cheating betrayal is very similar to what Heather and Daniel did to Lily. Heather and Daniel talk. They're very worried about the future. She thinks he'll get to keep his job and she'll be fired. He considers resigning to try and save her job. None of it's going to help them. Lily runs into them at Crimson Lights and fires them both. And I was cheering when she did it. Adam and Chelsea continue to disagree about what's best for Connor. He wants their son to stay in Genoa City, but she thinks the East Coast school is a better option. She's working on Adam, trying to convince him. Billy shows up and gets into the conversation, but it actually goes well. And he, I think, is part of the reason that Adam finally agrees to move forward with this. That takes us to Thursday, March 28th, where you're going to see Sally offering Adam some moral support. I wonder if he's going to come back to her after this conversation with Billy and Chelsea and just talk about how uncomfortable maybe he is with Billy being part of this dialogue, where he's not sure it's the right thing to do. Connor is working on his dad to try and get him to let him stay in town, because I think he sees Adam as the weak link that he might be able to get to do what he wants. So we'll see how that goes. Kyle and Diane bicker about the situation at work. He is still butthurt that Mommy Dearest has the job that he wanted, and his bratty little entitled mind can't wrap around the harsh reality that he's not going to be co-CEO anytime soon. Diane is a little tired of his sass at work. I mean, he is her son, but he needs to respect her role. And she says some snarky things to him about he reports to her, not the other way around. And he's going to chafe under working for his mom, and things might come to a head. We'll see how it goes. Nikki Newman opens up to Jack Abbott. I'm sure she's still just upset and reeling about everything that has happened with Jordan. And, you know, Victor is a little frustrated with her for even calling 911 to save Jordan's life. So she needs Jack, and her confiding in Jack to me has me worried that she might be thinking about grabbing the bottle, but we'll see. Friday, March 29th, we're going to close down the week with Claire catching the eye of, the spoiler says, someone new. So that spoiler could mean two things. Someone new is in town and they spot Claire and they're like, oh, hey. Or it's somebody that hasn't met Claire before, because that would be someone new, someone she hasn't met, someone that hasn't met her. So that knocks out a lot of Genoa City. If it is somebody new, I'm a little worried that it might be some past scheming partner of Jordan's or something. We'll see how it goes. Nick has some advice for Adam. Of course, Adam is very concerned about Connor. Nick has given him some good advice recently. They've been getting a little closer as brothers. They're not being so hateful to each other, and I appreciate that. And Nick has more advice. And I think Adam's going to listen to him, because for all of his dislike of Nick dating the same women that he likes to date, specifically Sally, I do know that Adam and I think we all know, respects Nick as a father. Victor tries to distract Nikki when her problems are eating at her, and that's how that week closes out. And then that takes us over to April 1st through 5th. So Jordan, last we saw her, was handcuffed to the hospital bed, talking about how she's going to bide her time, figure out what to do next. You know, I think she's accepted the inevitability of going back to prison. I do wonder if those were her final moments, or if we're going to get one more scene where, like, she's hauled off screaming and threatening like a lunatic, because we haven't seen any official confirmation that her run is completely done. So we'll see, and I'll give you an update as soon as I have word. Nikki's struggle seems to still be getting to her, even though Jordan is in custody and doesn't seem to be a threat. You know, releasing somebody's addiction like that is just so cruel. And of course, it's not going to be something that Nikki can get over. But with the threat to her safety done, I still think that Victor should put her, or take her, ask her to go to rehab. You know, you shouldn't put somebody in rehab unless they're so far gone. She's not that far gone, but I do still think that she should be in rehab and could benefit from it. I think Adam is going to struggle with seeing Billy as this partner slash, you know, front combined unit with Chelsea, not because they're dating. He doesn't seem to have a problem with that, but just because of Billy's growing role in Connor's life and his potential influence over his son and his involvement. But I do suspect they're not going to be back at war. Jason Thompson did an interview about that the other day, about how much he loves working with Mark Grossman in their roles as Billy and Adam, and how he really likes the evolution. And he thought it was very important the other day when Billy finally admitted to being behind the wheel to run him down. And if you remember, Chloe actually saved Adam and pushed him out of the way because she didn't want Billy going down for that. That was back in his Killer Billy phase when he was that gum chewing maniac. Heather and Daniel are unemployed next week. Are they going to sue Chancellor Winters, or are they going to pack their bags and head out of Genoa City? I know which one I want, and it is the latter. Danny and Christine should be getting ready to pack their bags and head out on tour. Maybe they'll get company. Maybe Heather and Daniel will go with them. I wouldn't be surprised if a steamer trunk shows up among their luggage and Phyllis has hidden herself in it. You know, some kind of extreme shenanigan like that. I mean, hopefully she won't, but with Phyllis, you just never know. Get out one of her little wigs and pretend to be a roadie. Although, if Phyllis left town with them, I wouldn't, you know, cry too much about that either. Claire might be getting a love interest. We'll find out more about this someone new the week of the 1st through the 5th. And Audra Charles needs a job. She has walked away from Glissade, walked away from Tucker. So I'm wondering if Nate Hastings might try and get her a role at Chancellor Winters. We'll see how it goes. Those are all of our early YNR spoilers. Please drop your comments on what you're excited to see. Definitely subscribe if you haven't. And be sure and come back soon. We're here talking YNR 7 days a week on the top YouTube soap opera channel. Thank you so much for dropping in. And as always, this is your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.